a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back in to KSL's Unrivaled. Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte, the Cougar Sports Saturday crew, filling in on the program this evening. KSL News time is 8:38 p.m. We're having a great time. We'll take you all the way up to 9 o'clock this evening. And right now in college football, there's a fascinating dynamic, a bunch of different stories in college football world. One, you know, is the season going to start on time? All things are trending in that direction. We're seeing BYU opening up facilities coming up on Monday. Utah and the Pac-12 conference will be opening up on June 15th. So that's a positive step in the right direction towards the season starting on time. But then another story, Matt, is name, image, likeness. And for listeners out there that aren't familiar with that, that's basically where student athletes have the ability to profit off their name, image, and likeness. And the Power Five conferences constructed of the Big Ten, the SEC, Big 12, ACC, and Pac-12, they reached out to Congress, basically telling Congress to enact a clear national policy on name, image, and likeness and not wait for the NCAA process to conclude. I mean, really, like, does Congress have to worry about name, image, likeness for college sports? Is it that pressing of a matter?
It might be, considering the NCAA, Mitch. The NCAA has done some crazy things, and although I think they're trending in the right direction, how long is it going to take? And so, it doesn't bother me, actually, because this is something, in my opinion, Mitch, that should have happened years ago. It never made sense to me why a collegiate athlete couldn't make money on himself. What if he has a blossoming YouTube channel? What if he goes to the local mall and signs autographs? Why was that ever a violation? I don't understand. And so I can't blame these Power Five conferences for wanting to get this pushed through, because it would be an advantage. And you know who it would be a big advantage for, I think, in recruiting, Mitch, is BYU. Because BYU has that far-reaching fan base where that could compel someone to come to BYU, because you could say, hey, if you turn out to be the next Jimmer Fredette or the next Taysom Hill, not only are you going to make a lot of money for the rest of your life, but you can make a lot of money now off your name, image, and likeness. And so it doesn't bother me that they want to get this pushed through as quick as possible.
Yeah, I mean, for professional reasons, absolutely I would love to see this happen, because I'll tell you what, on our show, Cougar Sports Saturday, we would be having a weekly segment with one of the best players. Like this past basketball season, we would have had a Yoli Child segment that had sponsored by some company, and he would have been getting straight paid.
Yep.
I'm down with that. I'm okay with the college athletes getting paid. I just like wonder, is it that pressing of a matter for Congress to get involved, because everything else they got going on their plate in with the pandemic and everything else in the world that Congress has to deal with, is this at the forefront? But I do think there needs to be some sort of resolution, because athletes are getting to the point where they're, I mean, I think that in recruiting, I think everyone knows that the elite schools, probably in football and men's basketball especially, guys are getting paid. It's just, it's happening. Like, it's not out there in the open, and I don't know if these head coaches of these institutions know, But there's middlemen, there's runners that are making it happen, and they're making it move. And you know what? At the end of the day, let's let these guys get a cut, their own name, image, likeness. Because not all of them are going to be pulling in all this money. And honestly, I think it'll be something that once it does happen, because I do think we're headed towards that path, I think that it's not going to be, it's going to be kind of viewed like the cost of attendance thing was. Remember a few years ago, cost of attendance was a hot topic in college sports of, you know, how are schools going to keep up with cost of attendance, which is, you know, kids that go to these schools, they get a certain kind of stipend every single month. And BYU's is pretty good. Utah, as well, I think it's like $4,000, $5,000 a year, something along those lines. But now it's not even a talking point. No one even discusses cost of attendance anymore. I think this will kind of be along the same lines when it actually does happen. But for the guys that are marketable, like a Yoli Childs, like, you know, in the years gone by for the Utah, you're like a Zach Moss in football. Like,
oh, yeah.
Those guys deserve to make some money while they're, you know, they let them go do an autograph session at a mall or whatever it may be, a car dealership, whatever, radio shows, whoever. Let them go make some money and make it happen.
You know what this reminds me of, actually? I got to tell a brief story, but this reminds me a little bit of employees all around the world who are told one thing and it never comes to pass. I remember I'm working a college job. I'm not going to name the company, but I was told to take this really horrible graveyard shift, but we'll increase your pay and we'll do a few things. So I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, I think I just bought a new car. Like, I could use a couple extra $100. Did it and agreed to it before I had signed anything, and then it never happened. Still to this day, I have bitter feelings, and I think maybe some of that is creeping in with the NCAA, because earlier, when I say earlier, I mean right after the pandemic hit, we were starting to hear, oh, there's going to be this one-time waiver for athletes. We're going to do this. You know, all these progressive things by the NCAA. Well, guess what? The one-time waiver thing has been tabled, and we don't know when that's going to come back up. I think it will sooner rather than later, but we don't know. And so maybe there's this fear from people that, hey, you guys were saying things, but now we don't trust the NCAA, and who can blame anyone who doesn't trust the NCAA, that maybe this isn't going to come to pass, or if it does come to pass, it's going to be a lot later than we want it to. But ultimately, I do agree with you, Mitch. It's probably not something that Congress should be concerned about right now, but I certainly don't blame them for being leery of the NCAA.
And one thing this does prove, though, Matt, is, one, the NCAA has no power over the Power Five conferences. No. They run college sports. Like the NCAA, they put on a great basketball tournament. But outside of that, that's all they do. I mean, that's the only thing the NCAA has going for them. They have no control over college football. And college is what makes the money. It's $4 billion at stake this college football season. And that's why I think we're going to see college football start on time. But also, I think what this highlights, too, is that with the Power Five, they have the control. And I think eventually, Matt, we're going to see the Power Five, I think, eventually break off from the rest of college sports, because in this pandemic, it's clearer than ever before. Like, if it wasn't clear already, now it's even more clear. The Power Five is not playing the same sport as the Group of Five. When I say the Group of Five, I'm talking about the Mountain West, the AAC, the MAC, all those leagues. Like, you're seeing sports in these smaller conferences, they're cutting Olympic sports left and right to cost-cutting measures during this pandemic. You're not really seeing that in the Power Five conferences, because most of them have still enough money to navigate up until at least football season. They get a lot of money, but they also spend a lot. But what it shows, too, I think that this directive of them taking this authority to contact Congress directly as a Power Five collective, I think we're eventually going to see these five conferences break off eventually. I think it's just kind of a first sign that this will eventually happen, where we will see college football break off. And for Utah, that's great, because then you how nice would it be if you're a Ute fan listening, where you just kind of go through the 64 Power Five teams over a 8-9 year span, and you're cycling through them kind of like the NFL does. For BYU, you hope you're in that structure if that does in fact happen. But I think this type of communication where the Power Five is aligning together, it highlights that's going to eventually happen, in my opinion.
And you have to wonder, there's no doubt that this does signal that there is discord between those conferences and the NCAA, but you can't help but wonder what happens to specifically like the Notre Dames and the BYUs, because Notre Dame is not considered a part of the Power Five. Now, everyone views them as a Power Five program, but they are not a part of any of those five conferences. Neither is BYU. So,
oh, they'll be in the ACC. They already make ACC money.
Yeah,
because basketball,
they're not technically a part of that conference, though.
Right, with all the other sports except football, but they do have access to ACC bowl games. They also have access to ACC network money. Notre Dame will be fine. It's BYU that would be, if that scenario happened, which honestly, I think that maybe would give BYU fans hope, and you would hope that you got the power, at BYU, the athletic department, the administrators, that they're making every move necessary to put BYU in a situation to be in that power structure of college sports, because I do think we're heading to that direction, because I've never seen something like this happen where just five conferences are reaching out to Congress on their own behalf. They're going over the NCAA and showing they have the power. So I think, because I don't think there's ever going to be a day where BYU gets invited to the Big 12. They're not going to get invited to the Pac-12. So you got to hope that maybe they could get into this structure.
How?
Maybe
though?
A breakoff. I don't know how that would look. Maybe you look at, a situation where these conferences look at BYU and say, hey, they have a national following. They've got incredible reach in terms of their TV audience. And if you put BYU with those programs in like this power five foot college football world, BYU fans will be as passionate as ever before, because that's what Cougar fans have been dreaming for their whole lives. So I just think this to me was like the first sign that the power five is just kind of getting fed up with the NCAA. It's kind of been building towards this, but this was a real kind of out in the public sign to that, like, hey, we're moving on from the NCAA waiting for them. We're going directly to Congress because we got the money. We got the resources. We don't need the NCAA. We're going to take matters into our own hands and contact Congress directly to get this thing done, because the NCAA, they're dragging their feet and they need some sort of resolution now rather than later.
As of right now, though, I don't see why that conversation would even happen. That conversation has happened a couple of times already where BYU has pitched those exact things and no one has taken the bait. So unless something changes, I don't see that happening, Mitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a far-fetched idea, but I think that it's something like, if there's any hope BYU getting into some sort of Power 5 football league, that's like the only hope, is if you break off the Power 5 conferences and somehow they invite BYU to form a 65, 66 teams with Boise, UCF, and Houston.
They would need a big season, and if college football is played and they have a splashy season, that would certainly help. All right, you hear the music. We got to take a break here on KSL's Unrivaled. On the other side, we'll wrap up the show with Buy or Sell. Stay with us here. More to go. KSL's Unrivaled, powered by KSLSports.com.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.